My name is Kenneth Hartman. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'd like to read from Mother California, a story of redemption behind bars. I enter the visiting processing area, turn in my identification card, and submit to a search before walking into the room. Anita and Linda are both there, along with an impossibly tiny bundle of pink blanket. Linda is very protective of Anita, as if she's just returned from a battle at sea and doesn't quite have her land legs back. Anita steps toward me. Here is your daughter. I'm in a closed space, a silent white room, just the three of us. When I take the baby into my hands, I marvel at how little she is, how insubstantial and light. My hands are bigger than all of her. Hello, Aaliyah. One of my closest friends, Steve Agin, who has since passed on to greater judgment, was paroled from my cell. A frequent loser, he too had grown up a child of Mother California. Like all of us who mastered this universe, he paid for the lessons with a large measure of his humanity. Unlike me, he didn't have a long-term love affair to temper the ill effects. After he was paroled, he married a woman he first met while she was still a prison guard. They had a son. Shortly after this surprising turn of events, I received a letter from Steve. He was exceptionally well-read, and his letters were always full of sly observation and unexpected insights. This letter's tenor was wholly different, more simple and direct. As he wrote, "I can't explain it, brother, but when I held my son, something inside of me changed. It's as if there is a bell inside that only your children can ring."